Okay, let's see for the next concept of job rotations. ภาษาไทยเนาะ rotate ไง rotate job rotation คือการหมุนเวียนงานใช่ไหม rotate การหมุนเวียน job rotations it's increase the task variety by moving employee from one task to another. So based on the COVID situations, you're gonna say some things about. But even though we don't know what is the reason behind the scenes of the considerations of the Prime Minister and the government, but the provincial governance, ภาษาไทยก็คือผู้ราชการจังหวัดนะ the provincial governance of Pichaboon, Phuket, and another, they are the three persons, they are rotated. It's in the government sector, you might see this. This scenario occur for every years by the years of the government's new fiscal years of government is started at the 1st of October. For example, the fiscal years of 2021 of the government is started at the 1st of October of 2020. And the fiscal year of 2022, it started at the 1st of October 2021. Before its changings of the new fiscal years, one thing which is the simple phenomenon of the government sector, if you see from the news, it's the job rotations, which is, for example, the provincial governance of this province, it changed to move to that province, the provincial governance of this province move to that province is possible as well. Or you can see this phenomenon in some business. For example, AIS through DTAC, the branch manager, some persons, depends on the judgments of the management. The branch manager pursuing the job responsibility to branch of this department store, but after 3 years, this branch manager rotated to the other branch. Or the bank companies as well. It also depends on the considerations, the policy maker of the management, that the branch manager gonna be changed after pursuing for the job at this branch for maybe 3 or 5 years, the company assigned them to change. But yes, it's depends. But however, job rotation, the gan yai ngan, increased task variety from moving employee from one task to another. That's the first examples of the job rotations, which is, the change by the area of responsibility. It's also justified to be job rotations. Or another examples of job rotations is, some persons maybe after you respond for the works of marketing for 5 years, but after the company rotated this person to respond for the finance department, because maybe the company may want you to learn some things, or the company want to you already have very good connections with the customers after exposed to the areas of marketing for 5 years, and since you have the very good connection with the customer, the company want you to learn more and other things and can see your potential. After pursuing the works of marketing for a while, the company think that your ability can do the other things as well. Yes, and especially sometimes finance, it's quite important as well, because you control the monies of the company. The company may rotate you to do the finance, to take the duty on financial department. It may be possible, right? Or yes, this is the examples of job rotations. The first example, it's rotated by the areas of responsibility, and this examples of the second, it's rotated by the areas of specializations of working. Because you do this jobs and the company rotate you to do the other job from departments to finance. Right, it's maybe possible as well. It have many reasons. Actually, if you ask me for what kinds of reasons behind the scenes that the company do this, most of the times, yes, not only for the most utilizations of the ability of that staff, or the company can see the potentials of some employee which can do some things better or have the skill which is good enough to do the new job which is proposed by the company. But also the other critical reason behind the scene, it's the company gonna save from the turnover. Since you know that, especially for the current situations, business organization is really high turnover rates. Sorry. Or if you see the statistical records and many publications in academic human resource management mention the same things that hospitality or service industry get one a really critical trouble. It's really high turnover rates. Most of the employee within hospitality or service organization is job jumper. So the job jumper of the employee, for many cases, rest the critical impact, negative effect to the company. For example, you do that duty for 2 or 3 years, and you already really specialize in that. For example, you do the areas of marketing, and you already really specialize. The company can trust you and rely any job to you, but unfortunately, as a job jumper, you get base package offering or have the opportunity employability from the others. You have no any organizational commitment anymore. You make resigns to jump to the others. Since you do like this, it's make the company get in trouble because if you the company needed to find another one to fill up as fast as possible. And for many cases, the recruitment process is not that really fast, especially for some key positions, right? It's needed to take time, announcement, and selection for the best qualified candidates, how the company ensure for the new applicants or the new candidates can fill up, substitute perfectly to the previous one. The company don't want to see this. Actually, it's the high turnover rate or the job jumper. For many cases, it's not good for the company itself, but it is the nature or habits mentality of the new generations as you yourself for the currently. That means the company do the job rotations policy. Yes, you do the marketing for 2 years, and after that, you rotate to do the other jobs. Maybe the company can see your potentials. Not only can see your potentials, but also company want to save themselves that we provide the opportunity for the other who never respond for the areas of marketing to fill in the positions of marketing, to learn, give the opportunity for the person who never learns about what marketing is to have the duty to learn and practice. By this, company gonna save. Afterwards, you rotate it and you make idea for resign. Okay, no more. I get a job offer from the other company. You jump out from this company. The company might not that much trouble because the company already rotate a new person to train to activate to pursue for this position in state of view. Sorry, this is the ideas of, this is the reason behind the scenes of the business organizations for job rotations. This is one of the critical reasons behind the scene of the business organizations as well, why job rotations, right? The company don't want to lose. Increase task variety by moving employee from one task to another. Yes, as an employee, if you prospect to this idea positively, you might think that this is my working experience. This is lesson learned. This is my opportunity to learn for the new areas of job, which is actually increase the levels of your employability. ถ้าเรามองมันในแง่ดีถ้าเราเป็น employee สิ่งนี้มันก็จะเป็นแง่ดีสำหรับเราก็เพิ่มพูนประสบการณ์เพิ่มพูนความเป็น employability นะแต่มันก็แล้วแต่วิธีคิดของคน Okay, if you draw back, how about the points of observations? Increase the training cost. It's possible to increase the training cost. You rotate for the person who pursued the positions of marketing for 5 years, and you rotate this person who to do the HR or to do the finance, which is different from the previous working that he used to do. It might not be automatically move or rotate. But outfit, critically, the company may be needed to provide them for the training program, provide them for some knowledge, make them have some certain levels of skills and knowledge which is qualified enough to do the new job. That means if we draw back, if we made the observations, job rotations, it may be some negative impact to the company in the aspects of the increasing of the training cost. Second is, lower productivities when an employee is moved to a new job where they are less efficient. And this statement we can analyze therefore. พูดง่ายๆว่าการที่พูดภาษาไทยก่อนแล้วเดี๋ยวแปลให้ฟังเนาะสั้นๆการที่บริษัทหรือองค์กรเชื่อว่าคนคนนี้น่าจะทำงานใหม่ที่เราจะโรเทตเข้าไปเช่นเคยทำมาร์เก็ตติ้งแล้วจะย้ายเข้าไปทำไฟแนนซ์การที่ของบริษัทเชื่อว่าคนคนนี้ทำได้นะฉันนายเชื่อว่าเธอทำได้บอสเชื่อว่าเธอทำได้แต่บางทีตัวเจ้าตัวคนนั้นอะจริงๆฉันทำไม่ได้ลึกๆฉันไม่ใช่อะไรประมาณนี้นะเวลาที่เราพูดอย่างที่บอก HR เนี่ยเราต้องดูที่2ระดับเสมอองค์กรกับตัวพนักงานองค์กรเชื่อว่าเธอทำได้แต่ตัวเธอเองเธอบอกว่าฉันไม่คิดว่าฉันทำได้นะนะเดี๋ยวทำแล้วไม่ดีแน่ๆเลยอะไรประมาณนี้ The statement number 2 is due to the idea that we used to discuss when we talk about human resource the two layers that we have to analyze itThe layers of company itself and the layers of particular individual employee. Based on the statement number 2, maybe we can analyze that the employee trusted that particular employee can do, or confidence that they are qualified, that person is qualified enough. But on the other hand, that employee may realize themselves that actually I'm not qualified enough, right?So if it's like this, it may lead to the second observations. The productivities, นะครูเคยพูดแล้วคำว่า productivities ไม่ใช่ productions. Productivities คือความเป็นเลิศของผลงานหรือผลิตภาพ นะ The productivities may lower. Since the employee, that person is actually, he or she, it's not that really efficient or keen in that area. It doesn't matter how trained, doesn't matter how it builds up or coaching, and doesn't matter how it builds up the spirituality, but that person cannot do. It may lead to the second observations that the company may get lower productivity.Since the employees cannot pursue the new rotated job efficiently, this may be possible as well. This point that we have to concern as well. If we rotate anyone to do some things, the perspective of the company and actually the identifications of that person may be different. The third is disruptions when members of working group may not accept the rotated employee yet. What is the meanings of the statement number 3? Sorry. The meaning of the statement number 3 is organizational politics, definitely. What does this mean, organizational politics? Yet? Since we already learned for the cultural differences.Yeah, so Thai society, we are relationist, paternalism, สังคมพรรคพวก สังคมสัมพันธภาพ นะ So most of the time, we cannot distinguish, this is personal conflict, this is tax conflict. That means disruptions when member work groups may not accept rotated employee. For example, if you make the imaginations, you are the branch at Sukhumvit.Manager, Sukhumvit branch manager, and you are rotated to Samut Prakan branch. It may be possible that some subordinate or some staff at Samut Prakan branch, that person may have some kind of negative image to you, negative perceptions to you. Maybe that person heard something bad about from your subordinates. The subordinates of the COVID branch may convey a message before you move, rotate it. Oh, this manager is not good because he's too tough for controlling job, monitor employees all the time, and so forth. It may be possible as well. Right. That means if the subordinate at the new branch, they already get some perceptions from the gossip talk at underground from the staff of the Sukhumvit brand, which is who is hate you yourself as the manager already, and convey some message under the ground to your new subordinate at Samut Prantan branch. It's also as well, it's by this barrier, first impressions do means a lot. It's maybe very hard to you to get along with the new co-workers at the new branch. It's maybe it's not accepted for the new group. Or not only for the first example, another example, it may be possible as well, the chemistry. For example, you are the Bangkok, you are branch manager at Bangkok, and you get aside from the company to rotate the move to control the branch, for example, at some upcountry provinces. Maybe people of the upcountry provinces and peoples of Bangkokians may have some different mentality, different attitudes. It's maybe after you change, rotate it to the new branch, maybe the chemistry or such kinds of interactions maybe not that click. It may have some conflict, maybe you cannot get along really well to the new subordinates of the branch that you are rotated. It may be possible as well. Yet by this example, it's the disruptions when members of group may not accept rotated employee. And especially it's Thai people, we cannot distinguish between this is personal conflict, this is tax conflict, everything's combined. That means this may be the disruptions for the person who is rotated. And especially that person who decided to be rotated may have some, maybe the situations that political speaking cannot get along with the co-workers or subordinate at the new branch which is rotated. It may dilute for working spirituality. Even though the company intentionally, Mr. A, after pursuing control for the branch as a commit by and make a commit branch to be have really excellent in terms of sales volumes and operations, maybe potentially the company believes that if I move, rotate this person to take on duty, pursue the brand which is newly opened it at the upcountry area by the experience which is already good records, maybe improve the newly initiated open branch to be good as well. But after rotated, the manager cannot get along with the co-worker at the brand which is rotated. This may dilute the spiritualities of work, and at the end may be negative more than positive. It's also possible as well. This is disruptions when members of the work group cannot accept the rotated employee. Number four, it's increased supervisory time spent answering questions. Yeah, it's supervisory time spending questions. For example, the person who do the marketing and rotated to do the finance. Yet, after training, yet, finance is the new area. For example, you analyze yourself. Most of the students of this class, not that really favor or close with finance. Okay, maybe some exceptions for the student from the School of Economics. You are maybe, it's my areas of keen. Anyway, hey. But however, most of the class of the Kidman students, for example, if you're not that really keen, realize yourself that you're not really keen in finance, but you rotated to do that. Yet the company provide your training course training course. But after you rotate it, it's not really means that after the training course, you can do that perfectly, excellently. It might maybe raise many questions during working. for the work that you are rotated. That means when you have any questions for the work that you are rotated, you are needed to ask your boss, to ask your co-workers, in case of this, what I should do, in case of that, what I should do. That's maybe what this may be impact to increase the supervisory times spent for answering questions. For example, you rotated to the areas of finance department. Because you've never been before, after training and the company can see your potential. After you rotated to be there, especially for the first periods of working, you might not work perfectly. You're going to have many questions to ask about a financial manager. What is this? In case of this, what I should do? That means the financial manager, instead of utilizing his time for do the other jobs, but on the other hand, he has to spend time for posing about your coaching, supervising, and answering your questions. This is possible. The next to demotivations of intelligence ambitions trainee who seek the art of specializations. ประโยคสุดท้ายหมายความว่าคนบางคนน่ะคนบางคนมีแรงบันดาลใจที่มุ่งมั่นไปกับงานในทางใดทางหนึ่งพูดง่ายๆนะภาษาไทยก่อนคนบางคนมีแรงบันดาลใจที่จะมุ่งมั่นไปกับงานทางใดทางหนึ่งเท่านั้นไม่ได้คิดว่าอยากจะทำอย่างอื่นแต่การที่เราไปโรเตทเข้าไปทำอย่างอื่นหรือหลายๆอย่างหรืออะไรก็ตามเนี่ยมันมีลักษณะของสิ่งนี้ที่มันน่าจะเกิดขึ้นคือมันทำให้คนเนี่ย employee คนนั้นเกิดความรู้สึกว่าเธอสั่งมอให้ฉันมุ่งไปทำงานนี้มันไม่ใช่สิ่งที่ฉันต้องการปะอะไรแบบนี้ This is the demotivations. So, what does this mean? Demotivations of intelligence and ambitious trainee who works or of specializations. คำว่า specializations มันมาจากคำว่า area of specializations ที่เป็นความชำนาญเฉพาะด้านนั่นหมายถึงคนบางคนจะมุ่งไปยังความชำนาญเฉพาะด้านบางอย่างที่ฉันมีแรงบันดาลใจกับสิ่งนั้นฉันไม่ได้อยากไปในสิ่งอื่นที่ฉันไม่ได้มีแรงบันดาลใจนี่คือ simply speaking แบบนั้นนะWhat does this mean for the statement number 5? Some nature of some employees, some natures of some workers. He or she have the inspiration to some specific fields. For example, you are really inspirations for service operation as the restaurant manager. You're not really keen for human resource as well because the restaurant manager that you control for service, you control for cost control, you do the whole thing at the branch, may be different from the nature of the human resource department manager.So even though the company can see your potentials and manage this branch to be successful and rotate you to take on the duties of human resource manager, sometimes that person realizes themselves that, yes, the working as the restaurant branch manager and working with my subordinates, control for the service, control for the cost control, control for the whole things about money controls of the branch,It's my inspiration. So doing my job because I have some imagination to see myself as the professional director or manager. But human resource is not my dream anymore. But the company can see the potential and move him to be there. But this person's realized themselves that this is not my motivations. This is not my determinations. This is not my inspirations anymore. That means it's also possible. That means the statement number 5 is in states of positive. But job rotations may create some negative things, even though the company expects for the positive in advance. But however, these kinds of things may cause some negativeness to the company itself by in states of doing something's better, new job better, but it becomes to be the demotivations of the employee himself. It's possible as well. This is job rotations. And, sorry. The next is job enrichment. The last concept of this chapter is job enrichment. The definitions, it's,the vertical expansions of job by adding planning, decision making, and responsibility. What is the keywords of this? The keywords is ผู้ภาษาไทยก่อนเพื่อความเข้าใจ นิสิตจะเห็นคำว่า planning นิสิตจะเห็นคำว่า decision making สองคำนี้ก่อนนะโดย nature เนี่ยไอ้คำว่า planning กับคำว่า decision making เนี่ยมันเป็นงานของผู้บริหารไม่ใช่งานของ junior staff เพราะฉะนั้นกำลังจะสมมติอย่างนี้ในประโยคนี้เขากำลังจะสมมติว่าสมมติคนคนหนึ่งอ่ะถูก assign job enrichment เข้าไปถูกเพิ่มมูลค่าของงานเข้าไปถูกให้ทำงานที่เพิ่มมูลค่าคำว่าถูกให้ทำงานที่เพิ่มมูลค่าหมายความว่าถูก assign งานที่มันมีความยากมากขึ้นเข้าไปนะคำว่า planning กับงาน planning คืองานวางแผนกับอำนาจในการตัดสินใจเนี่ยมันเป็นงานของผู้บริหารซึ่งคนบางคนเนี่ยหากทำงานอยู่และได้รับมอบหมายสิ่งนี้เข้าไปคือเหมือนกับเป็นการเพิ่มความยากของงานให้มันมากขึ้นเพราะงานอะไรก็ตามที่จะต้องมีการวางแผนหรืองานอะไรก็ตามที่จะต้องมีการตัดสินใจมันคืองานที่ยากขึ้นใช่ไหมงานที่ต้องวางแผนหรืองานที่ต้องตัดสินใจเนี่ยมันจะเป็นงานที่ยากขึ้นเช่นสมมติว่าเนี่ยเราเป็นผู้จัดการสาขาร้านวราพรสมมุติแล้วลูกค้ามาสั่งแล้วปรากฏเขาจ่ายตังค์เรียบร้อยปรากฏพนักงานเรามาไฟเอาที่หลังว่าบางไส้ที่ลูกค้าสั่งมันไม่มีแล้วไปบอกลูกค้ากำลังโดนลูกค้าด่าลูกค้าไม่ยอมโมโหมากการที่จะตัดสินใจว่าให้ของแถมเป็นการปลอบใจนะด้วยเมนูอื่นไหมนำเสนอหรืออย่างไรก็ตามในการที่ทำให้ลูกค้าดาวลงด้วยกันสมมติมีของแถมอย่างเงี้ยแล้วมันแน่นอนการแถมอะไรก็ตามมันก็จะไปกระทบกับต้นทุนโดยรวมของการปฏิบัติงานซึ่งสิ่งเนี้ยมันก็ต้องซึ่งผู้จัดการสาขาหรือผู้มีอำนาจตัดสินใจจะต้องทำในที่ควบคุมต้นทุนเนาะมันก็จะต้องใช้การนึกถึงผลกระทบในหลายด้านจะทำไปเลยเดี๋ยวมันก็จะมีผลกระทบต้นทุนทำแบบนี้บ่อยๆได้ไหมอะไรเงี้ยนะเพราะฉะนั้นเนี่ยมันคือการตัดสินใจซึ่งมันเป็นงานที่ยากขึ้นมันต้องการความทักษะและความสามารถอีกระดับหนึ่งนั่นเองเพราะนั้นคำว่า job enrichment คีย์เวิร์ดสองคำนี้จึงหมายถึงว่าในสิทธิ์เองคำว่า planning กับ decision making มันจึงหมายถึงว่าสองคำนี้มันเป็นงานผู้บริหารเพราะมันแปลว่ามันกำลังจะถูก assign สิ่งที่ยากขึ้นให้ทำนี่นะ so the keywords of job enrichments you can if you these are two key statements the keyword is planning and decision making what does this mean for these two keywords it means planning and decision making it's the task or the responsibility of manager the junior staff or ranking and file persons positions have no any authority for decision making this is the task of manager or supervisor that means that particular what does this mean for job enrichment it means that particular employee got to be assigned something more tough comparing to things that he or she regularly done that means since the more tough for example you are the branch manager your subordinate the workers do something which is wrong misorder from thecustomer and the customer fight and try to make call something to pursue and sue some things compensate the decision making to give this it may impact to the cost of productions of the branch as the whole and how to do this what is the amount of compensations that we're going to give to the customer in case of customer fightSo it's needed for decision making because you have to concern for the negative impact after that because it's going to impact to increasing cost of operations. That means that's the job enrichment is the adding planning and decision making. Or what does this mean planning? Yeah. So, for example,if you are the MK branch and current situations by the enforcement of the government that does only take home delivery service by the social distancing company the manager may assign for the employees of the branch that hey if it's like this let's give me for the plan how do you plan to manage waiting of the customerIn case of the big amounts of queuing, how to manage smoothly, how to manage well. This is job enrichment because routinely ask the staff, waiter or waitress, you never do anything about planning. But within the situations, the manager assigns you to do some things because about the plan, how to please in the brainstorming. Please rest the idea and give me for the plan how to handle the big amounts of customer in queuing with the social distancing, with fast delivery, with the limitations of waiting time not supposed to more than this, with the collecting money completely, with safety hygienic and so forth. This is adding up by planning and decision making. That's mean planning and decision making, and as I discussed earlier, is such a kind of work which is advanced. This is the responsibilities of management level. That is job enrichment. Vertical loading, job enrichment through increased opportunity for responsibility. Yeah, as I discussed earlier, decision making, recognition, personal growth, and achievement. Yet, let you see for this. Vertical loading, job enrichment through increased opportunity for responsibility. So, for example, planning for how to make a take home delivery. Make it to be really efficiently, make it smooth, which is I already discussed previously, decision making already. But let's see the last statement, recognition, personal growth and achievement. Job enrichment for many cases, since the company SI, it can make the employee feel like this is my growth and achievement. This is the company, trust me. For example, the manager asks for the subordinate, could you give me for a plan how to make the delivery system smoothly based on many conditions that we discussed earlier. Yet, if the manager assigns you like this, yet the employee might realize themselves that, oh, this is my personal growth. The company trained me for, give me an opportunity to think. The company give me an opportunity to participate in practice. Give me an opportunity for brainstorming. Give me an opportunity for plan. This is the company trust in my ability. This is my personal growth anyway, right? This is another achievement. Even though in the status of just waiter and waitress or head of the chief of waiter and waitress, but I have the opportunity to share some idea with the company practice. Yes, it's if we trace back to the theory, it's maybe the Maslow hierarchies of needs theory. It's that we already learned from surface psychology that this is response to the esteem needs of people. This is the company recognize me for my personal growth. Anyway, right? Yeah. Achievement. Yes, this is the job enrichment. But the remark is theoretically criticized by organizational culture. Why in observation organizational culture? พูดภาษาไทยก่อนเนาะวัฒนธรรมองค์กรบางองค์กรก็ไม่ได้เอื้อกับสิ่งนี้นะเช่นองค์กรเราเรียนมาใช่ไหมเช่นองค์กรที่ high power distance มากๆที่ต้องได้ครับพี่ครับผมเหมาะสมครับท่านตลอดเวลา high power distance เนี่ยให้ความสนใจกับความแตกต่างของสภาพทางสังคมแล้วการจะให้ผู้น้อยพนักงานระดับ operations มาแสดงความเห็นนะวิมาวางแผนซิเราจะวางแผนดูแลลูกค้า social distancing ยังไง delivery ให้มีประสิทธิภาพไม่มีการติดโรคเงินเก็บได้ครบถ้วนนะลูกค้าพอใจอย่างที่เราครูพูดไปเมื่อสักครู่ถ้า organizational culture ไม่เปิดกว้างวัฒนธรรมองค์กรบอกแกเป็นแค่ลูกน้องระดับล่างเสนอความเห็นได้ยังไงIt may be this. Even though job enrichment is the good idea, which is personally, if we analyze for the Maslow hierarchies of needs, it can respond for the personal growth and achievements of employee. But it's the observation. It's if we analyze by the organizational culture, the organizational culture is. if, especially for many Thai organizations, which is we are high power distance from the theories of cultural differences that we used to learn, people really concerned for the different social stratifications. But you, aside for the ranking and fire level of stuff, to initiate some idea for planning. It may be some persons may not that really accept it because this is just ranking and fire, junior staff. Why you have, it's no, it's unsupposed that for you to express any idea or pointing out. Seniority comes first. Yeah, this is, it may be for some organizations, that means the job enrichment, especially assign some staff for decision-making, planning, it's good. It may be response for the personal growth, make the employee feels fulfilled, esteem themselves, but you have to concern for the organizational cultures as well. Leaderships and politics. Yes, some leader is dictatorship. Dictatorship คือคนที่ไม่ฟังใครต้องฟังฉันอย่างเดียว. Some leader is dictatorships. If the organization allow for the junior staff to initiate some idea participations, it may be not match with some branch manager may not that really love for that, because some manager they are dictatorships. That means they don't want to see any feedback. They want to everyone to do things accordingly to his or her ideas only. Dictatorship. Or it's also national culture. It's national culture. It's, yeah. Some, especially for our country, which is high power distance, right? Norms and organizational environment. Some organizational environment is also important as well. Based on the current situation, which is in COVID, the organizational environment is, there are the big amounts of delivery person who come, who purchase for gap food, which is motorcycle, motorbike service, and blending up with normal customer who drive their personal vehicle to shopping at a supermarket. So the environment is these two groups of people, they blend up together. So let me talk, but this is by the nature of society, but I'm not discriminations, but I just reflect for the true pictures in some certain level. ครูพูดภาษาไทยก่อนนะแล้วเดี๋ยวแปลให้ฟังครูแค่ต้องการจะ reflect ภาพจริงในสถานการณ์ที่เกิดขึ้นในสังคมไม่ได้เพื่อไปเหยียดหยามคนแต่ว่าสิ่งนี้ในเชิงสังคมวิทยามันเกิดขึ้นกับสังคมไทยใช่ไหมนะให้นิสิตเห็นภาพเคสนี้แล้วมันโยงกับ HR แล้วบอกเราจะ job enrichment ให้กับพนักงานนะสาขาของ MK บอกงั้นเชิญช่วยกันวางแผนในการ delivery สิว่าลูกค้าต้อง social distance ตามนโยบายของรัฐนะนะจะต้องไม่ให้เขารอนานด้วยนะการเก็บเงินต้องครบถ้วนให้ลูกค้ารออย่างแฮปปี้ไม่มีปัญหานะมีข้อจำกัดมากมายที่เกิดขึ้นนี่ environment นอกโควิดนะขนาดนี้ environment เนี้ยมันก็ทำให้เกิดลูกค้าสองประเภทคือลูกค้าที่ส่งมอเตอร์ไบค์มาซื้อของแทนซึ่งมาเยอะมากกับลูกค้าจำนวนหนึ่งที่ซื้อของขับรถส่วนตัวหรือนั่งแท็กซี่หรือรถส่วนตัวที่บ้านมาซื้อช้อปปิ้งคราวนี้โดยเนเจอร์ของคนไทยอ่ะนะเราก็จะรู้สึกถึงแม้เราจะรู้สึกว่าค่าของคนเท่ากันก็ตามแต่ลึกๆของคนจำนวนหนึ่งที่บ้านมีฐานะเวลาคนขับมอเตอร์ไบค์ที่เขาส่งของแก๊ปแล้วเวลาที่เขาบางทีขับรถเงินไรเราจะรู้สึกเราไม่อยากเข้าใกล้เราจะรู้สึกมีความรังเกียจเดียดฉันอยู่ลึกๆน่ะด้วยวิธีคิดของเราจะอะไรก็ตามพอเป็นเช่นนี้การ blending up หรือการที่จะต้องทำยังไงให้คนสองกลุ่มเนี่ยอยู่ในที่เดียวกันโดยที่ไม่เกิดปัญหาใช่ไหมหรือนอกจากนั้นเนี่ยนะเนี่ยก็ environment ในเรื่องที่รัฐบาลสั่งให้ social distancing นอกจากนั้นการส่งต้องเร็วนะทุกคนมีอารมณ์หมดทุกคนเนเจอร์งอนคือไม่อยากจะอยู่ในที่ที่เป็นสาธารณะนานอยากจะอยู่ให้เร็วที่สุดที่อยากกลับบ้านเร็วที่สุด environment เหล่านี้ enforce เพราะนั้นเมื่อมัน enforceMK จึงต้องมานั่งคิดว่าถ้าเราเป็นผู้จัดการเราต้องมานั่งคิดว่าคนที่จะช่วยเราวางแผนได้ดีที่สุด ก็คือพนักงานเพราะพนักงานเขาเป็นคนดีลกับลูกค้าโดยตรงเขาเป็นคนรู้ว่าอารมณ์ของลูกค้าณขณะนั้นคืออะไรต้องการอะไรเราต้องการไอเดียจากเขาเพราะฉะนั้น environment เนี้ยการที่เราจะ job enrich ให้พนักงานระดับล่างเข้ามาระดมสมองเข้ามาแสดงความคิดเห็นเป็นเรื่องสำคัญเราต้องทำนะเพราะ environment นี้มัน enforce เราอยู่นั่นเองเข้าใจไหมแบบนั้น organizational environment that's for example under the COVID situations which is everything is quite critical the company for example you're the MK restaurant manager you have to change the models of service to just only delivery how to make it as fast as possible enforced by the social distancing of the government blending up two groups of people whoin the waiting queuings, which is the motorbike service, and the people which is drive their personal vehicle for shopping. And not discriminations, but discriminate. But this is the nature of Thai people. At the deepest of the heart, maybe some certain level of discriminations occur. The persons with the personal vehicles maybe not that want to very close withthe motorbike persons, because itself for maybe the social discriminations. This is the nature. And people don't want to be in the public area for that long. They want to back home as fast as possible. By this environment, yet the MK restaurant, if you're faced with these situations, the person who know the situation the best, it's...ranking and file employee. So that's why by this critical environment, the company need them for brainstorm, initiate the idea, participate the idea, make these groups of people have the power to define what should be the methodology, methods of serving customer. Yet this is give them for job enrichment based on environment. Even though sometimes it's not matched with the organizational culture,or sometimes the national culture of our country, it's long power distance, but we have to do this anyway. Right. This is an idea. Okay, this is the completions of these chapters. This is the completions of these chapters for job enlargement, job enrichment, and job rotations, which is conceptually...As I discussed earlier, it's also included in the green area because the six concepts, they are blended up together to be the base of decision-makings of the company before jump to the second step of recruitment and selections. Okay, this is really needed for the company itself. Yeah.For the next chapters, we're going to talk about recruitment and selections, which is another big chapters, which is we're going to talk. Actually, we have another two big chapters of recruitment and selections and human resource management in 21st century, which is in remainder parts. We're going to talk later on.